Untitled, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, April 1943, pages 130-131, Brethren, the 113th Annual Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is now drawing to a close. Teachings of the Conference. In this conference you men who hold responsible positions as stake, ward, and quorum officers have represented the entire membership of the Church. During these six sessions the general authorities of the Church have set forth impressively and dearly the paramount need that the gospel of Jesus Christ permeate the hearts of men, and that the spirit thereof direct the nations of the world. The standards and ideals of the Church have been set forth most sincerely and impressively. Earnest appeals have been made to all members, and particularly to the young men and women, that they subscribe their lives in conformity with the standards and ideals of righteousness. Impressively the authorities have urged you men to be real guides, leaders and exemplars to the membership of the Church and to all men. Now in conclusion, brethren, I repeat the words of the Lord to the priesthood of His Church, wherefore now let every man learn his duty, and to act in the office in which he is appointed in all diligence. He that is slothful and will not learn his duty shall not be worthy to stand, and he that shows himself not approved, shall not be counted worthy to stand. Blessings invoked. God bless you, brethren. God bless the membership of the Church throughout the world. May His peace be with our brethren and sisters over in the war-torn countries, be with them in the islands of the sea, and our brethren who are there presiding, that the Spirit of the Almighty might be with them under all conditions to comfort them and guide them. God bless our boys who are at the front, fighting for freedom, offering their lives that this world may again have peace. May the Lord's comforting influence be with the parents whose boys have already made the supreme sacrifice. May these parents and loved ones know that no bomb can end the life of one who thus offers himself. It may silence his heartbeats, but he lives because man is immortal. May our soldier boy's soul live that no matter what comes to them, they may have in their hearts the eternal truth that he that liveth and believeth in Christ shall never die. Sylvester Q. Cannon absent because of illness. You have noticed that one of the 12 has been absent from this conference. Elder Sylvester Q. Cannon has, on account of illness, been unable to meet with us. We pray that the comforting influence of the Holy Spirit will be with him, with Sister Cannon, and with other loved ones who are now administering to Elder Cannon's needs. God help us also to live that we may be truly worthy of the trust that God has placed in us. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.